West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is caught in a very, very difficult situation at this point. It's a dilemma of the decade for her. On one hand, she cannot antagonize the Hindu voter, the Bengali Hindu voter in West Bengal, given that the state goes to vote next year, by not allowing puja festivities in all their glory. And on the other hand, if she does this, she risks a huge COVID surge. Essentially, the BJP led by Narendra Modi and Amit Shah is sitting on the sidelines, fairly smug at this point, and waiting for Mamata to falter on either of the two counts. One, of course, the BJP, of course, is hoping that she puts some control over puja festivities and it can stamp her as anti-Hindu, as a Muslim appeaser, as it has always done. And on the other hand, if she does not do that, if puja festivities continue, if COVID numbers rise, then of course Narendra Modi, who carries this halo of good governance, can question Mamata's governance and administrative abilities in a year which is crucial for her, because as I said, West Bengal votes next year. Now let's talk about this majority-minority divide as far as West Bengal is concerned and the BJP and Trinamool Congress are concerned. For Mamata Banerjee, this is a difficult election. This is a challenging election because the BJP is breathing down her neck. We saw how well the BJP and how surprisingly well the BJP did in the state in the Lok Sabha elections last year. And Mamata Banerjee knows that with Narendra Modi, BJP is a serious threat in the state. What is it that the BJP wants to do? The BJP essentially wants to follow the same modus operandi that it does everywhere in all uncharted territories, which is polarize the election, consolidate the Hindu vote bank, portray their rivals as being anti-Hindu and as being pro-Muslim, and then manage to win that election. In West Bengal, this is crucial. The Muslim vote share is around 30%, which means that this is crucial either way, both for the BJP and for Mamata Banerjee. Now, Mamata has always carried this reputation of being a Muslim appeaser. This is something that even Owaisi has accused her of. You know, small things, whether it's stipend to imams, whether it's setting up of Hajj houses, or it's setting up of dining rooms in Muslim majority schools. Mamata has always tried to stay on the right side of this voter. And this is something which is not lost on the BJP because it fits right into the BJP's majoritarian Hindutva agenda and politics, where it wants to ride on the Hindu vote to come to power. In fact, this divide was the most sharp, was the most clear over the issue of the National Register of Citizens and the Citizenship Amendment Act. The BJP, particularly Home Minister Amit Shah, promised to implement NRC in West Bengal, and in the same breath he hyphenated NRC and CA and said that the Hindus, Buddhists, etc. would be protected. Essentially, basically said that the NRC would mean that the Muslim infiltrator would be singled out. Mamata Banerjee, on the other hand, steadfastly has refused to allow NRC in West Bengal, which again gave the BJP a chance to portray her as someone who was not, who did not want to protect the Hindus, who was, you know, willing to go out of her way to protect the Muslim instead. And of course, BJP wanted to sell itself and wants to sell itself as the savior of Hindus. So in West Bengal, this is a tricky situation as far as the Hindu-Muslim vote is concerned. And we've seen Mamata Banerjee is getting nervous about it. Initially, she said that no cultural programs during the puja season would be allowed. But then she changed her mind last week and said if COVID protocols are followed, then they can take place. In fact, she's gone so far as to donate 50,000 rupees to each puja committee and some sort of a discount on power bills as well. So she's aware of this competition from the BJP. She knows that she cannot afford to win the West Bengal election, or she will not be able to win the West Bengal election purely on the basis of the minority vote. And she knows she cannot allow the BJP to consolidate the Hindu vote and get the better of her in next year's elections. But what is the trade-off? Well, the trade-off is a surge in COVID. Everybody knows, all leaders across the world know COVID is a real threat, and Mamata Banerjee knows that as well. In fact, she has borne the brunt of it. There was a time when there was a lot of questions being raised about her. There were questions about numbers being fudged. There were questions about how West Bengal was not testing enough. And then Mamata did not help matters by making it a political issue, by making all kinds of rhetorical political statements against the Prime Minister, against the centre. So she wouldn't want a repeat of that. She wouldn't want numbers to surge to an extent that gives the Modi government a chance to question her governance and administrative abilities. In fact, last weekend on Saturday, West Bengal witnessed the single highest single day surge in COVID cases. And this is a worrying cause for Mamata Banerjee. The voter at the end of the day will ask her what she has done to control the pandemic. Puja will come and go, Puja will be forgotten, but the impact of the pandemic will continue, and that is something the voter will question her about in next year's election. Hence, a very difficult situation for Mamata Banerjee. She's not a stranger to challenges, really. I mean, she dislodged the 34-year-old left government in West Bengal in the 2011 assembly elections. That in itself was a difficult election for her, to be able to get rid of an over 3-decade-long left rule from their own fortress. It was a new party. It wasn't an established party that she was running. It wasn't a Congress or a BJP with a lot of grassroots cadre, but she still managed to do it. But there was one difference. There she was the breath of fresh air. She was, a symbol of resistance and fight against all that the left government had stood for, which by the end of it became corruption, became grassroots violence, became about incidents like Shingur and Nandigram. And she gave the war cry of Puriborton, which is change. That is something that held her in good stead and got the voter towards her. This time, however, she'll have to beat the idea of Puriborton, because that is what the BJP is going to sell. Change is what the BJP is going to ask for. And Mamata will have to tackle that war cry that the BJP is going to go ahead with. Essentially, this toss-up between catering to the Hindu Bengali voter, allowing puja festivities, or allowing COVID cases to surge. Difficult, unenviable position for Mamata Banerjee. Delicate tightrope walking is what this needs, and it remains to be seen how this politician manages to emerge from this tricky situation. For more, do log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politrics.